Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We all have occasions when we sneeze and we have occasions when we yawn. These are two conditions which every human goes through. Sneezing is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yawning is something disliked and should be avoided. When a person sneezes, he should say, Alhamdulillah. Because the sneeze, it represents many favors which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon a person. When a person sneezes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through that sneeze releases many harmful particles and germs from the body. And for this a person is doing shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for relieving himself. The second thing is when a person sneezes, due to the system of sneezing, pressure builds up near the heart and the heart slows down. And many suggest that even the heart skips a beat. So a person does shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he once again returned the heart to its normal system. Because if the heart did not continue beating, a person would have died. So this is also another blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From a physical point of view, when we sneeze, our facial expression becomes such that people do not like to see us. Our face becomes very funny. So when we finish sneezing and our face returns back to its normal state, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for returning it back to its normal state. Now many things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given us the ability to fully understand. And sneezing is one of them. Inshallah, in the hereafter, we will understand things even better. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to say Alhamdulillah when we sneeze. So therefore, there must be even more greater things happening for us. So when we sneeze, we should always have the habit of saying Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And we should say it in a loud voice. So as soon as we sneeze, we should say Alhamdulillah. The person who hears us sneezing should say Yarhamukallah, Yarhamukallah. So a person who sneezes should say Alhamdulillah. In reply to that, it becomes necessary for the person to say Yarhamukallah, who hears it. And in reply to this, we should say Yahdikumullahu yuslihu balakum. Now this is a sunnah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which we should bring into our day-to-day lives. The second thing I wanted to mention was that when we yawn, number one, we should try to avoid yawning. This is the procedure which we need to understand, that when we feel tired, when we feel lazy, many people yawn, they stretch. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like this because Allah does not like us to be lazy. So when we yawn, number one, we should try suppressing the yawn. If the yawn does come out, then we should try to keep it as light as possible. And after yawning, when we yawn, we should place our left hand on our mouth. In the hadith, we find that when a person yawns, shaitan becomes happy by this. He laughs. He becomes very happy that, yes, this person is yawning and he is feeling lazy. Now he will not be able to be very fresh and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after yawning, we should say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. So when we sneeze, we should say, Alhamdulillah. When we yawn, we should say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. Through that, these two natural actions in our body, natural bodily reactions to what our body needs at certain times, it will also become an ibadat because we will be praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice upon this. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.